Greetings and welcome to the show. My name is Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRA Soul Radio Podcast. Our topics for this platform is all things fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cosmetics, and cannabis. There's plenty of ways to interact with us. This is an interactive platform. You can chat with us. A chat room is at www.nitrasit.com. Go to the portfolio page, scroll down to the bottom, and join our minute chat room. You can call in 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. Leave a message. Tweet us. We've set up a Twitter page, NRSO Radio. Tweet away. Can't wait to get them. Or you can email us. Email us at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get your transmissions. Or you can leave a message on Anchor right here. I'll put the link in. You can leave a message here. Remember, if you leave a message here, we will air it. Yay! So be nice. Hey family, how are you? It's your girl Nitra. It's November. Happy November. It's chilly. It's chilly in the studio. It's sweater weather time. Did I say that right? It's sweater weather time. I swear I mangled it. But we'll hear it in the replay. We'll hear it in the replay. So, what is going on? Do you want to talk about it? How is life on your side of the planet? I'm definitely letting it out, not holding anything in, not in 2021 or beyond. And we sit, right? Shout out to that sis. Okay, so before I start with episode 8, I really wanted to discuss the feedback that I got from episode 7 about protecting your mental health around toxic entities. The questions that we needed to ask ourselves when you're dealing with people who are narcissistic and like to bring you on board and vet you to being one of their flying monkeys, and when the answer is absolutely not, you know, verbally or non-verbally, and the things that they start to do to you, how are we hardwired to respond, correct? So I had to ask myself this question, and it's a good question for you to just start thinking about. How are we hardwired to respond to people in general and narcissists, you know, as a matter of fact? So what I learned in this past year is that every time you allow this person to push that button, they've won. And I'm not talking about, you know, doing the techniques, the counting backwards, the asking yourself questions 20 times before you say anything. All of that is wonderful information, and I encourage it. But here's my point to you, and here's something that I learned and I want to share with you. Until the words of that narcissist do not hit on anything that resonates with your person, you are not healed. You are not. No. I don't know what to say. You are still on your journey to building that flex muscle, or learning how to flex that muscle, where when that comment comes, first of all, we're not listening for it. Second of all, when it comes, it goes through this drop-down list. Does any of this pertain to me? Is this personal, number one? If it's personal, consider the source. Oh, no, you are not the authority. Boom, boom, bap. It falls in the trash can. It didn't even get to come anywhere near my person, it's on that auric field. It didn't even get in, right? We're paying panko with these thought patterns, right? We're not even letting them get in. So the ones that do trickle in and try to affect us, consider the source. Ask yourself, how are you hardwired? Are you hardwired to let everybody know they can't disrespect me? Sure they can. Sure they can. And if that's a trigger, that's all they got to do. See, so these are things that I learned that I want to share with folks, because I really understand in my 40-something years now how I really relinquish power to people to have the authority to feel that they can, this is not criticism, that they can impose feelings upon me, that they can make me go through things, emotional things, without my consent. So how do you give them power? First of all, you have to ask yourself, how are you hardwired? Are you hardwired to please people? Are you hardwired to get confirmation from folks? Are you hardwired? If there's a want, there's someone there to deny that want, to leave you wanting. So once we learn to fortify and flex this muscle, which is this drop down list of what is being said to us, does it pertain to us on a personal level? Does this pertain to us on an energetic level? What are they actually saying? And if it's, you know, cut you once, cut you twice, third time you standing around for a cut, I don't know why, you know. So I, that goes back to my first statement of coat bag, check please, time to go. Anyway, we're still discussing it. You know the five ways to get in touch. Let me tell me how you navigate this. Is this new information? Is this old information? Or add on to tips of how people can start to flex this muscle and become immune to, you know, just random words or random daggers thrown at them. You know, how to deflect them. Great. Hey, I wanted to talk about de-stressing, decompressing. What do you do to accomplish these two things? De-stress or decompress, if there's a difference, let me know. So for me, it's riding the bike, going out in nature, those coveted spa days, oh my God. And I think meditation, exercise, although I will not lie, I've been finding it ever so difficult to find a quiet space to meditate. So I'd like to discuss more on what you do to decompress, alleviate pressure from your living situation, how you live, your lifestyle. And I know for me, the things that I've used and that I like to do, but I mean, not everybody likes to do one thing. So I'd really love to hear, you know, and get feedback about the things that you find that you use to cope with the demands, I think is a nice word, the demands of life, the demands of your job, the demands of being in a committed relationship, the demands of being, you know, someone who wants to be part of the community, community-minded, civic-minded. I know for relaxation, I love to go to the spa. I love the steam room, the jacuzzi, the pool. I feel like new money when I come out of there. A massage is always great. Meditative time and doing yoga. Or stretching. Doing stretching. Stretching the body. Ultimates. I really enjoyed the bike. I recently became a member of the a bike share program. And after that, I, you know, was really into it. And then they started offering, like, another program where you could get points within the program if you bought bikes to, you know, spaces that, you know, like, maybe all the bikes would be gone or, you know. So, a bike share within the bike share. So, I really enjoy using the bicycle. I live in a very hilly portion of New York. Lots of hills, steep. And the electric bike comes in handy. And, you know, walking, exercising, and the fact that I'm by two bodies of water. Super grateful because I can go and go by the water all year round, bundle up in the winter, of course, but all year round and get things back in perspective when you look at the immensity of nature. That type of thing. But okay, I digress. And started going off on a tangent. But yes, I definitely want to hear what you do. Is it wine? Is it weed? What is it? I want to know. Let's share. Let's build. Let's grow. You are now listening to NRSO Radio. Hey family, how are you? It's your girl, Nithra Sutton, and welcome to NRSO Radio Podcast. What are our hopes for November? Happy November, the fall edition is here. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to keep it PG today. So I have some interviews that I definitely want to have happened this month, so I'm going to make sure I stay on top of these people. I cracked myself up. Stay on top of getting in touch with them, because I know how some of y'all think. So let me clean that up. What did I want to say here? Yeah, who I would like to speak to. Okay, so a question that people have asked me and I'd like to answer here. So what information have I uploaded on Patreon and why? So why do we use Patreon? Patreon is a way that you assist my organization in helping do different projects during the summer, during the winter. And these are private projects within our non-for-profit organization where we might purchase fabric to make backpacks or little carry tote bags so we can carry to the garden, maybe to get compost, maybe to get some earth to build to plant something, or maybe we go to the garment district with our little pouches and we shop for our introductory sewing kits. You know, before we start sewing on the machine, we need to learn how to hand stitch to be a full rounded, you know, tailor or seamstress. You must know how to use, you know, needle and thread. So the reason that certain things go on Patreon is it's above surface level information. So now we're getting into technical information that we want to give you exclusive. So a lot of people know or don't know that I work with the entertainment industry, and sometimes I get to go see some people play at plays or music concerts and stuff like that. So that information will go up there. And then we do have shows. So when we host events like our upcoming event this month, Canna Given, our answer to Thanksgiving, where we're still giving thanks, but for the family and for the community, as opposed to a bloodthirsty ritual. And, you know, I digress once again. You know who you're talking to. This is your host. Okay, so let's join the conversation. It's a new month, new motivation, new money to be made, new great people to meet, new tribe to find out about. So it's your girl, Knit Rah Rah. Please, always, hit us up. Five ways to do so. Let's start the conversation. Interview of the day. Today I want to talk about Neith, Net. Net is the nature of spiritual protection of all aspirants of the way. She uses the bow and arrow to shoot down the enemies of the righteousness. Anger, hatred, greed, jealousy, envy, lust, and Isfet. Isfet means chaos. It's spelled E-S-I-F-E-T or I-S-F-E-T. Her name, Net, means that which is real, true, and abiding. Neith was originally worshipped as an ancient war netcher who led the charge in battle. Her symbols, two crossed arrows and a shield, reflected her martial nature. She was the netcher of the city of Sais. Like a great many comedic deities, Net has a dual nature. She could be both fierce and gentle. She is a mother and a nurturer, a sustainer of life, and a protector of the dead, as well as the deity of war. In the Merkut Sabbat Pyramid Text, line 620 to 627, it is explained that the initiate is Sebek, and the nurturer who is the son of Net, and that the initiates rise like the son of Net in the city of Net. Sebek is recognized in the form of Heru. Sebek. Netcher Net gave birth to the Netcheru and to the human beings, but she herself was not given birth. She brought herself into existence and gave birth without being impregnated. She was the primeval waters, and emerges as herself out of herself, and all has come forth through and for her. She is self-existent, and her nurture is secret, a mystery to all. In comedic art, Net is usually portrayed as a woman wearing the crown of the north on her head and holding the scepter in one hand and the Ankh emblem of life in the other. Sometimes she is shown grasping a bow and arrows. Variant spellings of her name are Neith and Nit. The following was inscribed on the wall of her temple. I am all that has been, that is, and that will be. Neith, mother of mothers, lady of Abu, the great lady, lady of the south, the great cow who gave birth to the sun, who made the germ of Netcheru and men, the mother of Ra, who raised up Teem in primordial times, who existed when nothing else had been, and who created that which exists after she has come into being with her mate, Kenenu. The following was inscribed from Merkut text, line 606, and the previous was from the temple of Sinai, E-S-N-E-H, Old Pyramid. This following is from the Merkut text, line 606. Net, together with Oset, Nebethet, Serket, watched over the funeral bed of Asar, the bandages and shrouds used for the Sahu mummy of the deceased was given by the Netur, Net, and through these, she imparts her protection as well as her blessing in the form of spiritual power, nature, the universal force, the spirit and the soul of all creation. Nature is the manifestation of spirit and creator, divine nature, and the all. The nature is responsible, is represented by the white flag, a symbol of nature and the existence of all, the totality of life and the existence. Necheru. Necheru is the manifestation of one spirit aspect of divine nature, the laws of which the creator governs the all. The Necheru are the many forms of the one universal energy, which is the all. Thank you for listening. This portion is dedicated to the Holy Sacrament, and we give thanks every day to Mother Nature for producing everything I and I need to survive on this planet. Natural nature, we give thanks. So it gives me a lot of pleasure to be able to bring this subject to you. You have to excuse me while I pulled my slip. We are doing Canna Giving this year, our answer, the cultural community's answer to Thanksgiving. We want everyone in the sound of this podcast broadcast to come check out NRSO_radio_podcast. Get to know us. Understand our ties to the community, our ties to roots and culture, our ties to giving back, our ties to building people up, our ties to women empowerment, our ties to empowering the family, our ties to keeping the African family together. And that's all peoples. Get it together. Unlearn and relearn. Anyway, under the healing of the nation, coming under the banner of nature itself, the plant, music, good vibes, we invite the whole human family to come and jump up with us. Yes, it is a private affair. You must RSVP to be invited and approved to come in. It's like that. We have to protect our borders and at all costs and everything. But everyone is welcome. But no bad mind. That's what I'm saying. We're filtering out bad energy. Point blank. Period. But anyway, those are jokes masked in truths. Truths masked in jokes. Pick the sense out of nonsense. Anyway, get in touch with us if you want an opportunity to perform at the event, if you'd like to vend at the event, if you'd like to attend the event as one of our VIP members, or if you would just like to come and celebrate and be one of the makers of music and musical players of musical instruments. Come lift up your name. Come lift up our family. Come lift up and be lifted by the community, led by elders like Empress Aima, Confunya, Jennifer Wilson. Yes. We give thanks to Queen Afua.